Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled Temple of the Living God. And it's absolutely fascinating. I've just really been blessed as we are beginning to look at the temple under the old covenant, the physical building, and also how it applies to us today as New Testament believers. Basically, I'll be sharing the building of the temple. There's 8 points I want to share with you, and we just got as far as 2. We're going to look at the purpose of the temple, Old Testament, and also for us today, and then the possessing of the temple. There's 4 aspects there. So, by way of review, we saw that the temple was, there are 3 concepts in Scripture. First of all, it's the body of Christ, literally. Remember Jesus said when he drove out the money changers in John, the 2nd chapter, they got really upset. And they wanted to see a miracle to show his authority. And he said, let me find the scripture. This is the miracle I will do for you. Destroy this sanctuary, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And he was referring to his body. The scripture actually makes it clear. And then, of course, in Ephesians, we are referred to as the household of God built upon the foundation of the apostles. Jesus is the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. You also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. And then individually, we as believers are a temple. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells within you? All right, so then we went back to looking at the first plan was that God told Moses, let them make me a sanctuary. God always takes the first step. So he gave him a pattern, and remember, as far as relating it to the New Testament, we have been chosen out of the world. You've not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And then the foundation was laid by God. So the plan was God. Secondly, the foundation was laid by God. Both the place and the stone were God's choosing. He told David that his son Solomon will build the temple according to the specifications that God gave him. And so Solomon did that, built the temple at Mount Moriah where the Lord had appeared to David. And this we looked at in yesterday's broadcast. He bought the threshing floor of Araunah, where God had appeared to him. He saw the angel of the Lord. That's, if you wanted to review, that's in 2 Samuel, the 24th chapter. All right, now let's look at point number 3, the material. It was unfit to begin with. The material used for the temple. 1 Chronicles 22, 2 and 3 says, David assigned the aliens, or the foreigners who were in the land of Israel, to hew wrought stones to build the house of God. In other words, stone cutters were to prepare what you would call dressed or squared stones for the building of God's temple. What wasn't to be done on site. Isn't that interesting? They had to be brought there. Now, normally, it would be very convenient to have everything there and then build whatever edifice you're building. But let's look, and we understand this As we go to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 6:9-11 says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you." That's right. "But ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. Beloved, it wasn't by our works, but it was by grace we were saved. And he brought all of us. He first loved us, so he went after us." No matter if you were relatively young, perhaps a child in the Lord, and you were in a Christian home, you may have accepted him early, but he moved on your heart so you could give your heart to Jesus. Or some of us out in the world, and through circumstances, God knows how to get to us, and he is most effective. He's very gentle, but finally he waits. He's moved upon us sufficiently that we make a decision of the will that, yes, that's what we really want. Nothing the world has could satisfy. And so, obviously, we were unfit. We were all that. That listing I just shared with you out of Corinthians, adulterers, thieves, drunkards, revilers, extortioners, that's what we were. And so God, when he goes after us and he saves us, he trims us up. He works on us. And then that makes us ready to be put in the temple that God's building today. And we're going to be looking at that's the New Testament building, the New Testament temple. And also, this is very interesting, point number four, some of the materials were won in battle. In the Old Testament, it says 1 Chronicles 26:27, "Out of the spoils won in battles did they dedicate to maintain the house of the Lord." And of course, we know that David gave out of the spoils of battles all the victories he had won against his enemies. He never lost a battle, type of Christ. And also of his own wealth, he gave willingly to the house of the Lord that was going to be constructed by his son Solomon. And so, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Yes, God redeemed us. We are bought with a price, right? Those are familiar passages. The blood of Jesus, the suffering of Jesus. Well, I tell you what, Jesus fought the supreme battle of the ages against the forces of hell. He was in battle too. He was, and it started in Gethsemane, and he conquered them. He led captivity captive. He shamed. He was down there in hell, and he just he brought them as a conquering king would in chains from the battle, in captivity. And now we, as God's redeemed children, are to give no place to the devil. Why? Because our father, our captain, our elder brother has done that for us. And we're to bring every thought into captivity unto the obedience of Christ. We are to be formed in the image of Jesus Christ. And beloved, that is why the Holy Spirit has been given to us so he could continue his work on us. And you know what? The Holy Spirit doesn't fail. He is God, the third person of the Trinity. And God doesn't fail. He accomplishes whatever he chooses to pursue. And he spoke when the worlds were created. And before we were ever in existence, he knew us. He preordained us to be his children. Isn't that exciting? I don't know about you, but this is just really thrilling. All right, let's look at another example. You know, in the body of Christ, we know that the body of Christ is the church of the living God, and that Jesus alone is the head, and it's it's a shame that we have not experienced that unity, but that's going to come. It says that in Ephesians, until we all come into the unity of the faith, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus. And so, I'm sorry, beloved, the various denominations that are all existing today really are a reproach to the cause of Christ. I personally know one gentleman who was radically transformed, saved, and he wanted to go to church. I mean, he knew Jesus. He was saved, but he wasn't certain where to go. There's so many denominations to choose from, you know. That's why we have to trust the Lord to plant us where he wants us. And going on now to point number 5 regarding the building of the temple, there was a great variety of materials. Isn't that right? Remember, even in the wilderness, they brought so many different aspects for the building of that wilderness sanctuary. And of course, there were, you know, the tent and stuff, that was preserved in David's time. But when an actual physical location was built, because it was meant to be stationary, the very Ark of the Covenant, of course, would be there, the altar of incense, all those important aspects of worship to God that he delineated. And so we see that gold, silver, brass, iron, wood, stone were used in the temple. And today, however, just as in the Old Covenant, there was only one temple. That's where they were to come and worship. They were to come to Jerusalem. And in today's present dispensation, there's only one temple. Which is the body of Christ. There's many members, there's many gifts, but there's one master. Well, I need to bring this broadcast to a close because my time has flown away, and we will continue and pick up right where we're at on tomorrow's broadcast. Anytime you miss a broadcast or want to rehear it, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. Well, as I always do, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. This is a very sacred part of the ministry. I love responding and praying for the needs that come in, my partners or new people. And if you are going to email, I would like to request, if you so desire, to leave your mailing address so I could respond personally. I don't have much time to be able to spend on emails, but I always will confirm and will pray for you. Thank you for joining me. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. I thank you for your prayer support for me, and know that I pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.